We're continuing in the Tarayag Mitzvot. So there's a mitzvah that if a person sells a home inside a city that was walled from the days of Yoshua bin Nun here in Israel, so then he has a year to redeem, to buy back that city. We have a mitzvah to give the Levites cities here in Israel, and those cities can also act as cities of refuge for someone who killed by mistake. We have a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael that when we make a sale of land, that sale should not be permanent, but rather until the Jubilee year, then the sale can go back. We have a mitzvah that the tribe of Levi should not take a lot in the land of Israel, but rather the tribe of Levi has the allotted cities, but they're not supposed to take a portion in the land like the other tribes, and they're not supposed to take a portion in the loot when we conquered the land of Israel. And we're not supposed to change the portions that were allotted to the Levites, including the outskirts of their city where they had fields. That too was supposed to be theirs and shouldn't be sold and shouldn't be given over to other tribes. The Rambam writes that the idea here is if they want to sell it, they should always be able to redeem it even after the Jubilee year, before the Jubilee or after the Jubilee year, and that's Gulat Olam Ti'el Alvim, that the Levites have the eternal capacity to take back that property because the Torah really wanted the small territory that was allotted to the Levim to remain in their hands permanently.